Now, Kevin Moore from Rathnew, he suffered a stroke back in January. Kevin was immediately admitted to Beaumont Hospital, where he underwent two high-risk surgeries to stop the bleeding and reduce the swelling on his brain. He was placed in a medically induced coma to allow his brain to repair and to recover from such a severe trauma. Goodness me. For the next 3 weeks, Kevin remained in a coma and medical staff gave him less than 1% chance of survival. But Kevin put up one hell of a fight and slowly regained consciousness. And after a further 2 weeks, through hard work and determination, Kevin was stable enough to be transferred back to St. Vincent's Hospital. Now the family hope to bring Kevin home to Rathnew. And Kevin's wife, Emma, is on the line. Hello, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
How to you? Hello to you. And goodness me, you've been through the wars, Kevin, with all that medical stuff and yourselves as a family, you know, being part of it and witnessing. Gosh, I mean, it was a hell of a struggle, but you want to bring Kevin home?
We do, yeah.
And so how is he?
He's doing really well now. He's in the NHH at the minute and he's doing intensive physiotherapy to help with his left-hand side, to help him walk again and just to get ready to come home and do general things around the house to help him back on his feet and stuff, you know.
Fantastic. And I mean, from what I read out there, it looked like you lost him at one stage.
We did, yeah. I even told the kids that hit their dad probably never wake again, and we went in and said our goodbyes. His friends came in to say their goodbyes. It was pretty bad.
So take us back to January and how you knew something was going wrong.
Well, he suffered from headaches for a good few weeks beforehand, but he went to the doctor. They prescribed him with antihistamines. They said it was sinuses. During the Christmas, it got very bad, but he couldn't get an appointment in the doctor's office because it was too busy. He called the after-hour doctors, but they said they couldn't see him because headaches weren't important enough to give an appointment for. And then he had an appointment booked for the Tuesday, but he actually had the stroke on the Sunday.
And were you there?
I was. He woke me up. We were in bed.
Right, and he says, I think there's something going on here.
No, he actually tried to get out of the bed. He was having the stroke, so he had lost the left-hand side of his body. He was slurring his words. He was trying to get out of bed, and I just knew straight away there was something wrong, so I just rang the ambulance, and I had to get our oldest son, Toby, out of bed to help me as well, to, you know, open the door to the ambulance and things like that as well.
Yeah, and the ambulance arrived. And where was he taken to?
He was admitted to St. Vincent's, where they'd done a scan and they put him on life support. And then they immediately rushed him to Beaumont, where he went straight into a 7-hour surgery then as well.
And, you know, they say about strokes and the time and that sort of thing. But they were on the case, basically, from the beginning.
Yeah, like the ambulance did take 25 minutes to get to us. I think the nearest ambulance was, or I still actually don't know where that came from, but the first responders came from Blessington to us.
Blessington to Rathnew?
Yeah.
Gosh.
They were actually the first ones here to us, and then the ambulance came just straight after him then as well. So it was 25 minutes waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say the first hour or so he was in Vincent's. Then within that time, they were looking at the situation. But
so by the time he had a stroke at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was in surgery in Beaumont by 8:30 that morning.
Right, and seven hours under that.
Yeah,
and you know you were saying that you thought you lost him and all that. When was there the first signs of hope?
It was 3 weeks later. Me and Toby were actually at his bedside and we were there the whole day. We'd usually spend about 10 hours a day beside him. And just as I was leaving, I said to Toby, I think half his eye is open and he's looking straight at me. So I went up to Kev and I said, Kev, if you can hear me, give me a wink. And just like that, he gave the tiniest, slightest little wink. And it was just like that. He came back to us very, very slowly. The little winks were for a week or so. He started moving one finger, then two fingers, you know, then maybe the second eye started opening just slightly. So it was all really, really slowly and gradually coming back to us, you know.
there must have been great joy, even in a wink or a movement of a finger.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and how is his form?
He's good. He's good now. When the whole COVID situation happened, when he was in St. Vincent, he was still really, really sick. And then we all of a sudden, visiting just stopped. And I hadn't, and no one had seen him for at least 4 weeks. And he went into a really deep depression where it was affecting his recovery. He wasn't getting any better and helping himself. So the doctors agreed to allow me back in to visit him just to help, you know, get him out of the depression. And thankfully it did work. He's in much better form now. And he's very, very positive about his outcome and how he's going to get back walking and back home to us. Which is great.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And tell us about taking him home. What adjustments have to be made?
So our home was built before the wheelchair regulations. So we're going to have to widen all doorways. We'll have to have ramps. Hopefully he'll do enough physio that we'll be able to get a stair lift and he can go from the wheelchair to a stair lift upstairs. But we'll have to have bathrooms redone into wet rooms. We'll have to have a bathroom done for downstairs. You know, the whole, just to make sure that he's comfortable there and he's not feeling that he's in the way or he needs extra help that he shouldn't need, you know.
Yeah. And will he have to go to rehab up to
Yeah, so he's in the National Rehabilitation at the moment. He moved there on the 18th of May.
Yeah. Okay. And you want to take him home. So obviously there's a lot of expense involved there.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
So you're fundraising at the moment, are you?
We are. My friend set up a fundraising page called Help Get Kevin Home. It's a Facebook page, and the GoFundMe page is called Help Get Kevin Home as well. And on that, we are just fundraising, trying to get funds up to help us with the cost as well, you know.
Right. And what's the address of that?
So it's the Facebook page is Help Get Kevin Home. And then our GoFundMe is, if you go into GoFundMe and just type in Help Get Kevin Home as well. We also have a video up on our Facebook page of the journey we have taken so far from Beaumont to right now as well, which is good to watch.
Great. And how are you all at home,
Emma? We're good, we're good. I have Toby, Robin and Keelan, they're inside now listening. They said to make sure to say hello to them. So they're good. We all have our good and bad days, you know. The kids are missing their dad. It's absolutely terrible. They haven't physically seen him since March. So they're just dying just to, you know, see him physically and give him a hug, you know. It is tough.
Yeah, I mean, the COVID thing on top of everything else, indeed. Emma, I'm sure you sound like a very strong person anyway, and you've kept it all together with the family and that. So
I wouldn't have been able to do it without my friends and family now, in fairness, behind me. The support has been unbelievable. And I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that supports us so far in the campaign, but also thank you to everyone before the campaign even began. The community spirit, the love and everything for Kev has been unbelievable, really has.
Brilliant, in Rathnew and beyond.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So a GoFundMe page, and once again, just give us the address there.
Help Get Kevin Home.
And just find that.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
You.
All right, good to talk to you, Emma.
Thank you.
And regards to all the family and especially to Kevin. Thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks so much.